We're going to try to finish. We're going to try to finish this week our short discussion of Shemitah's Ksafim and Prozbul. This really picks up just where we were up to at the end last week. It's just I feel it's less complicated over here and more direct to the point. There are many svarim written on the subject of Shemitah Bechlal, which include discussions of Shemitah's Ksafim. But again, I want to be able to get the basics quickly. So let's learn. Prozbul Einu Meshamet. We're going to review a drop of what we've been learning. But that's where we're up to. Prozbul Einu Meshamet. The Mishnah in Shviz says that Prozbul Einu Meshamet. The Mishnah there is telling us, as we learned at the end last week, that when a person has a Prozbul, the Prozbul is Einu Meshamet. It's an exception to the Takanas Chazal that we have Shemitah, Prozbul is Einu Meshamet. If a person has a Prozbul, then the debts are not cancelled. Prozbul Einu Meshamet. Ze'echa me'advarm she'hiskin hil ha'zokein, ki'shiroa she'nimdu ha'am lahalvis ze'ezeh. This is one of the Takanas that Hillel HaZaken made when he saw that the people were no longer lending money to each other. They didn't want to lend the money. They were afraid that they wouldn't get the money back because of Shemitah. So hiskin hilul prozbul. And people were over on what's written in the Torah that they were not lending money because they were afraid that they would never see the money. So hilul made this takana, and we saw that that's the Mishnah in Shviz. But we just began to talk about the underlying shayrish of how Prozbul works, of what Prozbul is, that the shayrish of Prozbul is according to most Rishonim, it's rooted in the din of Maisa Shtaraisav Lebezdin. Let's see. Shayrish shal din Prozbul, whom he din Maisa Shtaraisav Lebezdin. Maisa shtaris lebezdin means a person gives his documents, he gives his shtaris to Bezdin. Olav shenidav mesechah shviyas, the Mishnah says in Shviyas, v'ha maisa shtaris lebezdin ein mishamtin. The Mishnah, as we learned last week, in Shviyas, tells us that this is an exception to the din of Shemitah, that if a person of the malva gives over his documents, his shtaris, to collect the loans, if he gives the documents over to Bezdin, so then Shviyas is not Mishamet. Shemitah does not cancel the loans that the individual gives over to the Bezdin, the debts that are given to Bezdin. He gives the papers to them. Tam hadavar, lefi she'isa gviyas achayv la'acha Shviyas, hine rak b'misha nikra achicha. And we learn this also, that Chazal teach us that the reason for this is, why is it different if Bezdin collects? Because the pasuk says Shenema va'ash v'asheyelocha sachicha v'shamet yodcha, that which your brother asheyelocha esachicha, that is where Shemitah Ksafim t'shamet yodcha. But hamoyes shteros l'Bezdin. But when a person gives the shtaris to Bezdin, that means that you're giving the responsibility or the mission to collect the debt, you're giving it to Bezdin, and Bezdin is ein b'chlal achicha. In other words, it's a din between one Jew and another Jew. And if instead of it being by your brother, and you're trying to get the money, you are trying to get the money from your brother, but instead, it's sitting in Bezdin. The documents are in Bezdin. So, according to Chazal, that's excluded from the din of Shemitah Ksafim. Well, Bezdin l'nin zeh ena b'chlal achicha, u'materis loy gviyas achayv l'achas shviyas. Therefore, Bezdin is permitted to go and to collect the loan. So according to this, it's based on the halacha of Maaseh Shtaraisav LeBezdin. The problem, however, is, as we learned also at the end of last week, that our Mishnah B'Shvi'is money ben nifred as din ma'is ha'shtoris of lebezin, shein ha'masham, is din prozbul shein ha'masham. The problem is that the Mishnah lists both of these. The Mishnah says prozbul is not mashamid, and the Mishnah says that ma'is ha'shtoris of lebezin is ein mashamid. So it sounds like these are two separate things, prozbul and ma'is ha'shtoris of lebezin. Kach ma'ashma sh'shnei dinim heim. Sounds like there are two dinim. So, Rav Rishonim Sovereign, most Rishonim hold, as the Ran explains there in Gittin, the Gemara that we did, Shalom Ros Shadin Prozibul Makara Vetam of the Din Moses Stories of Lebesden, that even though the root or the underlying dynamics of Prozibul are in this halacha of Moses Stories of Lebesden, of a person handing over the papers, his papers to Bezden, Imzais Yesh B'Neim Hevda. Nevertheless, there's a difference between Prozbul and Ma'is Ha'shtoreis of Lebezden. The Mishnah lists them as two exceptions to the din of Shemitah Kesafim. What's the difference? Ki ba'oid Ma'is Ha'shtoreis of Lebezden ha'chov einu mishamim b'din Torah. First of all, these Rishonim say that Ma'is Ha'shtoreis of Lebezden, if a person gives the documents to Bezden, that's a deraisa. Einam Hashamim within Torah. That already is halacha mideraisa that it's Einam Hashamim. That would mean that even at the time that Shemitah Kesafim was deraisa, when we were living in Eretz Yisrael, and Yovel was kept, and Shemitah was kept, and everything was mideraisa, a person was able still to get back the loan. How? By being Ma'is Ha'shtoreis of Lebezden. It's mashma, according to these Rishonim, that Ma'is Ha'shtoreis of Lebezden, ha'chayv is einu mishamim midin Torah. So that means that a person, even at the time when all of this was midaraisa and everything is in place, the person had a way of being able to collect the loans despite Shemitah Kesafim by being Ma'is Ha'shtoreis of Lebezden. Harei Prozbul umazois einu el takanas chachamim. Prozbul, however, is a takanas chachamim. Tam ha'hevda b'nem notes b'kach. The reason for the difference is based in this. Shaham Moshe Shteres of Lebezden, Guf Hashtar Nimsali Arabezden. That Moshe Shteres of works from the Torah, even when Shemitah Kesafim is Midaraisa, it's because the person actually gives the documents to Bezden. He washes his hands of them. It's no longer a din of Achicha, Es Achicha Teshamet Yodcha. The Bezden is now taking over the entire operation, and that works from that's a halach of Moshe Shteres of Lebezden that according to these Rishonim works mideraisa. Masha'ein beprusbul, but by prusbul nobody is giving their personal documents. The malva is not giving over the shtaris to Bezden. Masha'ein beprusbul shaguf hashtar nishar biyad hamalva. By the takana of Hillel, the actual shtar, the proof of the money that's owed to him, that shtar remains in the hands of the malveh. He doesn't give it to Bezden. Now, there's going to be an obvious question here. What's the obvious question? Kevin shekaomer din prozbul einu ela takanas chachamim. Since prozbul is a takanas chachamim, yesh bo lachen hagbolos mesiyamos. Therefore, there are certain limitations that it has. She'in and kayomas b'mayis ha'shtoreis of lebezden that we don't have by when a person is giving the shtoreis to bezden. Ben yeser hagbolus yesh on the next page halacha. For instance, one of the hagbolus that we have, one of the limitations that we have by prozbul, is that there's a halacha she'in lichtov prozbul elim ken yesh aloy v'karka. A prozbul can only be written if the lova, if the borrower has karka, owns real estate, kineged that loan, to own real estate. And in a situation where a person, even nowadays, does not own karka, then a kinyan should be made, giving him some karka, that the malva would give him some karka in front of the bezden or in front of Eden, which we'll talk more about at the end. But that's a limitation in Prozbul, we'll see why, that when it comes to Prozbul, the Prozbul can only be written if the Lova has karka, the Lova owns property. There's also a view in the Rishonim that Prozbul, unlike Moshe Shtaris of Lebezin, Moshe Shtaris of Lebezin can be done with any Bezin, but it could be, according to many Rishonim, Prozbul requires a Beis Din Choshev. Now, what does that mean? Again, we're not going to right now. A Beis Din that it needs a special Beis Din that consists of mumchim, of experts in this particular area of halacha, which we obviously do not observe nowadays. We use any three people for a Beis Din for Prozbul. Sheyesh bekorchel hafkiyah mamon, that this Beis Din Choshev has the authority to take money from one person, take it away from somebody and to transfer the funds to somebody else. And we'll talk about that more also. Now, the question is this. Yishal HaShoah. Any person would ask. L'deya zu shemoyse shtaresev lebezden moyel manatayra. According to this view in the Rishayim, that midaraisa, a person has an eitza to get back his money. Even when shmitas ksafim is deraisa, you have the ability that the Torah gives you to get back your money. And Prozbul is just what? Prozbul is a takanas chachamim. Madula hiskin Hillel b'makom Prozbul shekol mavi yimzer shtoreis lebezden. So why did Hillel have to come up with something called a Prozbul? Let Hillel, when people were not lending money to each other, they're afraid they're not going to get their money. They're afraid that they're never going to see their money. It was going to be Shemitah that lose their money. So why didn't Hillel make a takana, Rabbi Yisai, in order to make sure that everybody will continue to lend the money, will do something that nobody has to be afraid. Just everybody bring your shtaris to Bezdin. All malvas out there, all people who have lent money, bring the shtaris to Bezdin. You bring your stars to Bezin, you don't have to worry. That works with their Isa. We don't have to have a Prozbul.
Why would you have to make a Takana to the people?
So that would be the Takana, that everybody should bring their stars to Bezin. So make a Takana. That it used to be it was an optional thing, or something like that. So make a Takana. Everybody should bring their stars to Bezin. Call Malvi Yimser Stars of Bezin. Or just make it a general chizik for that din of Moshe's story is the best. The kind of a chizik. So why start with Prozbul? You have a deraisa way to collect your money. You Moshe's story, you bring the papers to Bezdin. Al kach meshivan haran v'oid rishonim kama tshuvas. So the rishonim answer the following. There are a number of reasons why Hillel anyway made, according to this view, that Moshe's story is the Bezdin is midaraisa, works midaraisa. There are a number of reasons why Hillel anyway instituted the Prozbul. Aleph, Misibas Sharnais Ein Hakol Reitz and Limsa Shtereisem LeBezdin. There are a number of reasons why people do prefer not to give their papers to Bezdin. People could think of a number of reasons why they'd rather not give their papers. They don't want the Bezdin to see what's going on in their personal financial situations. Ubaloi takana's Prozbul, and if not for the takana of Prozbul, remember the Prozbul allows you to take care of this without handing in your papers to the Bezdin, without the Bezdin looking over your stuff. So, since Ein HaKarosh L'Mitzvah Shtereisem LeBezdin, people don't want to be Moitzeh, a lot of people will not give over, they just won't do it, they won't give their papers to Bezdin. Ubaloi takana's Prozbul HaPaitim L'Mitzvah Shtal LeBezdin, Hayu Halol Nimnoim LaHalvois. So people are not going to want to lend money. We're back to the same problem. I'm not going to lend money because I'm not going to get it back. So you have a simple eitzah. The Torah tells you can give the stars to Bezdin. I'd rather not have Bezdin looking through my stuff. So he doesn't want to give his papers to Bezdin. So Hillel devised a mahalach for which it's possible to be able to be to allow Bezdin to act as your agent without you giving them the actual papers. We're going to see but how that works. But according to this, it's still rooted in the halacha of Moshe Shtaris LeBezdin. So the Ivan Alisatar. So therefore, Hillel created Prozbul. That's one reason why we need prosbul even though Maisa Shtarsul Bezna works midaraisa. Beis, Palmim Shein Hashtaris, Biyadam Alvin. A lot of times the Malva doesn't have the Shtar. Can't find it, doesn't have it, misplaced it, it's someplace else, or it's whatever it is. He's in another country now. In those days especially, it was very hard for people to travel. They would have the papers in one place, and then they'd be for 5 years someplace else, whatever it is. So that's a very practical consideration, that it's not always possible, or it's not always easy or convenient to bring the papers to Bezin. Gimel. Prusbul moyel gam lemilva alpe. The prusbul works even for any loan that took place without the documentation. People often will do that. There are no papers that were drawn up, and it was all done by alpeh, maybe in front of Edom, let's say, but it was not actually recorded in writing. So prusbul moyel gam lemilva alpeh. So we need a prusbul. There are no shtars. This guy doesn't have a shtar to show Bezin, to give to Bezin. So prusbul moyel gam lemilva alpeh. Vigla ha'moyseh shtar eslo Bezin, moyel rak lemilva shtar. That only works. Moiseh shtar eslo Bezin obviously only works when you have a shtar to give to Bezin. But if it was a milva alpeh, if it took place just with an oral agreement of repayment, so then there's no shtar to give to Bezin. So again, people often do that, and therefore they would not lend their money. So Hillel made a takana of prusbul. Prusbul covers even a milva alpeh. Even if there's no documents, the prusbul takes care of that, and you can get your money back. Dalad, the fourth reason, the tshuva me'ahava writes, mevorash etakonis prusbul bo bishvil hamoin ha'am. That Hillel made the takonis prusbul. Really, Moshe Shtaris Lebezin is in place from the Torah, and during after Shemitah, a person would be able to collect the money. Why did Hillel make a takana? Because he said takonis prusbul bo bishvil hamoin ha'am shelo yodeh limsa shtaris Lebezin. He's the hamoin am. The average person, the Hamayin Am, does not know about giving shtaros to Bezin, and therefore, prusbul was a new takana that would be easily circulated. It sounds like really it's based upon Masor Shtaros to Bezin, but because either people won't or don't know or can't give their papers to Bezin, so Hillel was Masakein prusbul. Now, All of this, is telling us that there are two different that even though the shirish of prusbul is in the institution of Moshe Shtaris Lebezin, but Lemais did two distinct things. Rashi disagrees with this. Let's continue. Rashi chaylik al deyazu. Rashi disagrees. The shirish din Moshe Shtaris Lebezin who atzmai takanas prusbul shehiskin hil azake. Rashi holds that, in fact, prusbul is not anything new at all. Prusbul is not anything new. And prusbul is not just something which is based upon the mechanics of Moshe Shtaris Lebezin. Rashi holds that prusbul, in effect, is another word for Moshe Shtaris Lebezin. Hillel was misakein in order to reignite the economy that was suffering as a result of people being afraid to lend money as a result because of Shemitah, so Hillel's Masak in Prusbul, and Prusbul in fact is Meister Shtaris of Lebezin. Now what comes out from there is that according to Rashi there's a big chiddush that what Ladas Rashi Shemoyser Shtaris of Lebezin Zehu Takanas Prusbul. In other words, the Takanas Prusbul was not created as a Takanas Chazal. It was Hillel putting into effect an ancient din of the Torah that was there all the time, but was either widely unknown or not observed. So Hillel's Masakin the Prusbul. But the big chiddush there is that Yesh Limsa, according to Rashi, Lidas Rashi, Shemois Shtaris Lebezin, Zehu Takanas Prusbul, then what does Rashi hold? How do you make a Prusbul? Yesh Limsa, Shtaris Asma Lebezin. According to Rashi, what we do is not acceptable. What we do is not acceptable. According to Rashi, everybody who wants to get his money back would have to actually bring his shtaris to Bezin. He'd have to bring it to Bezin. Well, he'd have to bring his papers to Bezin, his files to Bezin. K'moy chen l'das Rashi, shemoy shtaris l'Bezin hu takanas Hillel. And also, according to Rashi, who holds that Moshe Shtaris of Bezin is the Takanas Hillel. Move on Shemesir Shtaris of Bezin Ein Amo Ilam Adin Taira Kim Migeder Takanas Chachamim. According to Rashi, who holds that this is the Takanas Hillel, Rashi must be of the opinion that in fact it's not an ancient institution, Moshe Shtaris of Bezin, but he is of the opinion that Moshe Shtaris of Bezin is not a Deraisa, but is a Derabbanan. That Hillel was masakein something called Moshe Shtaris of Lebesden. That there isn't, as we thought until now, a dinda raisa of Moshe Shtaris of Lebesden, but rather people did not have a way to get their money back, and Hillel was masakein prosbul that is identical to the Dirabbanan, to the Dirabbanan din of Moshe Shtaris of Lebesden. Klaimer, bein ladas harishayim. Ubein Ladas Rashi, Din Prusbul Eno El Takan Sechamim. Rashi and the other Rishonim agree that Prusbul is a Dirabonim. It's a Takanis Hillel. Elishanechlaku Bemaisa Staris Lebesden, Inumenatayra Ushu Atzma Takanis Prusbul. The Ran and the other Rishonim hold that there is an ancient way to collect the debt that's called Maisa Staris Lebesden. That works Midaraisa, even when Shemitah's Ksafim was a Din. From the Torah, you had a way to collect the money. Rashi, on the other hand, holds that no, Moshe Shtaris of Lebesden is a Dindra Bonin, and that's exactly what Prusbul is. It's a Takanas Chazal. And Rashi holds that this is the Takan of Hillel, that you go with your papers, and you give them to Bezden, and you actually have to give your papers. It's a halacha in Moshe Shtaris of Lebesden, which was the creation of Hillel. It's a Dindra Bonin. And even though we have sugyas and shas that talk about Moshe Shtaris of Lebesden, according to Rashi, all of that is drabbanan, and it's all talking about Hillel's takana. Achashi at the bottom of the page. Achashi yoidim anusha takanas prosbul ena ela takanas chachamim. Once we know this, that takanas prosbul achol hadeis, that prosbul is a drabbanan. Everybody agrees that Hillel's masakin prosbul. The machlokes is regarding Moshe Shtaris Lebesden, but everybody agrees that Prusbul is a Drabbanan. Alein Levar, we have to clarify. Ha'im takana zu, talk for rak bizman hazeh, sheshmitas ksafim himedivrehem. Does this takana of Prusbul work only nowadays, when shmitas ksafim is a Drabbanan? Or she takana zu, Tokefa or Tokfa Gam Bizman Sheshmitas Ksafim Lahegis Min HaTorah. If it's a Takanas Chachamim, that's the question. If it's a Takanas Chachamim, does that mean that Prusbul can only work when Shmitas Ksafim is Dirabanan? Or is it possible that Prusbul would work even in a situation, even at a time when Shmitas Ksafim is on the level of Daraisa? And we actually saw this is based upon the Gemara in Gittin. B'sheila zu nechleku harishanim maseches Gittin. But now we'll see there's a machlokes rishanim of how to understand the Gemara that we did last week. Hagemara makshasham, as you remember, the Gemara is the kasha there. Acha shimidereisa shviz mishametes esachayiv. Since midereisa shmita cancels the chayiv. And midereisa, once shmita has taken place, the loiva doesn't owe anything to the malva. Eich bo hillel v'chivas haloiva l'sham l'malva aydei takanas prusbul. How could hillel come as the loiva midereisa doesn't owe a penny? He's done. It's finished. The loan is canceled. It's shmita. So how can somebody come afterwards? The Torah told this guy, this loiva, that he's off the hook. He doesn't owe anything. How could Hillel come and make a takana to take money away from a guy who the Torah says doesn't owe any money? We saw that Rashi bring that could be gzeila. That's gzeila. How can you take money away from the loiva? He doesn't owe it. The Torah says he doesn't owe a penny. It was shmita. So how could Hillel make a takana to take money away from this guy through the prusbul? So our Gemara mitemretz al kach. So you remember the Gemara answered. She prusbul neib. So Gemara says you're right. The what? So Prusbul is not rak bizman hazeh, she shmita's ksafim eino elam adivrem. So the Gemara says, you're right. Shmita, you're right. You're right. You can't make it prosable. If the Torah says that the money belongs to the guy, you can't make it prosable. So therefore, it must be that Hillel's takana is operating according to that view of Rebbe, as we learned in the Gemara, that Shemitah's Ksafim is nowadays Midrabanan. It's Midrabanan, it's Midivrayim. Uchadivrei Rebbe, Shemitah Torah ain't Shemitah's Ksafim Ohegas Klal Bezman Shein HaYovel Noach. Since we don't have Yovel, we don't have Shemitah's Ksafim. Elo what? Shechachamim Tiknu Shemitah's Ksafim. So nowadays, Shemitah's Ksafim, according to the Torah, it no longer exists. Shemitah's Ksafim was created by Chazal. Nowadays, it's a Dirabanan. Chazal made a Shemitah's Ksafim. That what? Chazal made a Shemitah's Ksafim. Upatrus Aloivim L'sam. So Chazal say that the Lova doesn't owe any money to the Malva. No. So since that's from Chazal, that the Chachamim said that the Lova doesn't have to pay, right? According to the Torah, we don't have it. According to the Torah, the Lova would have to pay. So only Chazal came along and said, you know what? We're making a Shemitah Midrabanan. And therefore you, Midrabanan, the Lova, you don't have to pay the money. So once it's Midrabanan, came in Shiroi Hillel, Shenimnu Malahalva Ezeh Lezeh. So Hillel saw that this Takanas Chazal is not working. And it's because what's happening is that people are not lending money to each other because they're afraid of this takanis chazal of shmitas ksaf midrabanan. So people are not lending each other because they're not going to get the money back. Omad v'hiskin prosbo l'chayev haloyve betashlim. So Hillel got up and he made a prosbo as a way to contend with the takanis chazal. The Bezdin of Hillel made a takana of Prusbul to be able to get the money back from the Loiva. But in a chanami, if Shemitah's Ksofim would be Midaraisa, then the Loiva would be totally off the hook and you wouldn't be able to get the money from him. The only reason that the Prusbul works is because we have two Drabanans. The Chachamim made Shemitah nowadays. It's a creation of Chazal, Shemitah's Ksofim. And Chazal can say, suspend that in a case where the guy has a prosbul. Chazal made it, and Chazal suspended when there's a prosbul. Because Hillel saw it was a nice idea. Shemitah Midrabanan is a beautiful idea. But Lamaisa is ruining the economy. So prosbul said, Hillel said, we're going to have a prosbul. And it's a way, Midrabanan. The Midrabanan made it, and we could suspend it under these circumstances with a prosbul. Al Dvaram Elu, and that was the, what?
Why can't you suspend it altogether? I mean, they made it.
Because we'll see, they wanted to have a Zeich L'Shvi'is. They didn't want to let go of it entirely. They didn't want to. That's in the end, they wanted to hold on to something of Shemitah. That's all it is, the Maisa, according to this. So that's what we saw the Gemara, then it's what? Al Dvaram Elu, Maksha HaGemara. On this, the Gemara is a Kasha. Im Omnam and HaTaira, right? The Gemara, remember, the Gemara is the second Kasha. Im Omnam min haTorah ain Shemitah's Ksofim bizman hazeh. Even though nowadays there's no Shemitah's Ksofim, right? Im Omnam min haTorah ain Shemitah's Ksofim bizman hazeh. Midaraisa, there's no Shemitah's Ksofim nowadays. And it's coming, the Chachamim made this din of Shemitah's Ksofim. Then Eich Yochlu Chachamim L'sakei Shemitah. It goes the other way now. How could Chazal create a Shemitah's Ksafim, will lift us alive mitashlam. Midaraisa, the Lova, there's no Shemitah, so Midaraisa, the Lova owes $1 million to the Malva. Chazal came along and made a takana called Shemitah. They made a Dirabanan thing called Shemitah. Of course, it's modeled after the Shemitah Daraisa, but they made a thing called Shemitah's Ksafim. So the Malva says to the Lova, where's my $1 million? There's no Shemitah, there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah. The Lova says, that's true. There's no, but the Chachamim made the Shemitah. And therefore, as an Orthodox Jew who believes in Torah Shebaal Peh and listens to the Chachamim, I'm not giving you a penny. So the question is, how could they do that? How could Chazal, again, we're just Chazal the Gemara, because the Gemara's Kashit. Imam Nam in a Torah ain't Shemitah's Ksofim b'zman hazeh, Eich Yochel Chacham l'sakin Shemitah's Ksofim. So how could Chazal b'chlal make a Shemitah's Ksofim? How could they tell
the loiver, keep the money. And tell the malva, you can't go after the guy. Midaraisa, it's his money. So how can you tell the loiver to keep the money that he owes? That's it goes back to the beginning. How could Chazal make a shmidas k'saf?
The lift us like Matashal. Al kach mitaritz abayi. And that's what we saw in the Gemara. Abayi answers. Sheyesh koyach biyach hachomim leka mitzvah natar b'sheva al tase. Right? So the chacham have the power to tell the loiver, you stay put, you don't have to go to the bank, you don't have to take out any money, we're just leaving things in the status quo. Chacham have the ability, have the power to tell a person, to tell the people just leave everything status quo, b'sheva al tase, to have the power to do that. Over mikra dinan, in an our case, Shepotu es aloyva milushalim. When Chazal created Shemitah's Ksaf Midrabanan, and they said that the loyva does not have to pay, that's what Shemitah means, he doesn't have to pay the loan. We're just telling you, stay home, the malva can't go after you, you don't have to go take the money. How could that be, such a thing? The Teretz is that the Chacham have this koach, leka mitzvah natar, b'sheva al tase. They're actually able to undermine, to go against a din from the Torah. In this case, the din of what? Priyas chayiv, of paying back your debts. That's the din from the Torah, that you have to pay back what you owe. They could do that, b'sheva al tase. Let's 1 second. Rav Matar is Shamba Gemara. Rav then goes on and says, wait, it's more than that. Sheyesh koch biyat chacham lahafkiya mamon. Kevin shehefke bez nehefke. Now, is that an alternative or is that something different? Something more? Rav comes along and says that the chacham have the power lahafkiya mamon. It's not just b'sheva al tase, but they have the power lahafkiya mamon, to take money from somebody. Lafkiya mama, to take it away from a person. Kevin shehefke bez nehefke. And that, of course, works according to the rule of hefke bez nehefke, which you saw the Gemara tells us where that comes from. Hefke bez nehefke. Now, b'divrei Rava, this sentence of Rava is very, very crucial to the whole institution of Prozbul. B'divrei Rava, nechleku harishayim. There's a machlokes rishayim in this sentence of Rava, Hefke bez nehefke, why didn't he settle for what Abaye said, that what Yesh Koyach Biyach Chacham Leka Mitzvah Natar B'Sheva Al Tase? What is Rava telling us when he says that Bezn is Hefke bez nehefke, and Bezn therefore could be mafki a moment from something, could take a moment away from a person? So the divrei Rava nechleku harishayim. So there's a machlokes rishayim. L'da'as Rashi v'harayvid, bar Rav liyashiv es ha'sheila harishayna shel ha'gemar. According to Rashi and the Ravid, Rav is actually answering the Gemara's first question. Ech hiskin Hillel prosbul v'chivas ha'loyva l'shalim. How can Hillel make a prosbul to take money away from the loyva? He's talking, according to this, Rav is going back to the first question. How could Hillel, Not about how we have such a thing called Shemitah, Drabanan. But the Gemara's first question. How could Hillel go and make a takana to take money away from this loiva that he should get up and go to the bank and pay money to the malva? If midiraisa, the chayv is cancelled by Shemitah, and the loiva is potter. Val kach, Rava goes all the way back to that. How could Hillel make a takana to make the loiva pay money when the Torah says, that means even if Shemitah is midaraisa, if the Torah says that the loiva, Shimon doesn't have a penny, how could Hillel make a takana to tell the loiva, pick up, go over to Reuven's house and pay him money? How could they do that? Mm-hmm. So here Rava's coming and saying, Al kach mitaris Rava shehefke bez nehefke. Why? We have hefke bez nehefke. V'yeish koyach biyad chachamim,
and Chacham have the power, what? Lafkia Momen Haloiva, they mamish have the authority. Lafkia Momen Haloiva, to take the money out of the loiva's hands. Ulachaivoya, to obligate him, Lasham Lamalva. Lefi Perish Zeh, according to this Perish, Rava in a Makabalus of Teresa Rishon Shalgamasha, Prozbul Nahig Davke Bezman, Shishutismak Aksaf Mithir Vrehem. According to this, Rava ignores and doesn't accept and doesn't need the view that what? That Shemitah's Ksav from nowadays, according to Rabbi, is what? Midra Abonim. According to Rava, even if Shemitah's Ksav is deraisa, and even if Shemitah's Ksav is deraisa, Prozbul works through the Koyach of what? Hefke, Bezdin, Hefke. That Bezdin can actually go, even though the Torah says the Lova doesn't owe a penny anymore to the Malva, he doesn't, because of Shemitah, that the Bezdin can go with the Koyach of Hefke, Bezdin, Hefke, and force, through Prozbul, and force the Lova to go and to give money to the Malva. Even if Shemitah's Ksav Midaraisa. According to these Rishonim, Rav is answering the question without coming on to the whole Indian of Shemitah going into the state of Drabbanim. Shemitah even is Midaraisa. Hefker Bezna Hefker is Midaraisa. And Hefker Bezna Hefker says that, as we learned in Chayesh Mishra many times, that Bezna has the Koyach Lafkia moment, Shaladim, to take the money away from this person. So Bezna says, Hillel saw, in other words, Hillel saw that, or he anticipated, according to this, because the Beis HaMikdash was still there at that time. Hillel anticipated that people are not going to lend money to each other because of Shemitah's Ksafim. That this was going to become a problem, or already was a problem. And Hillel therefore said, we must use this klal, this din, of Hefker, Bezen Hefker, to make the loiva pay the malva, so that malvim are not going to be afraid to lend money. So even though they'd rather not use this din of hefker bezna hefker, it's not like the bezna is comfortable taking money away from people, but because of the stress that the malvim felt, and people therefore were not lending money, and the poor people were falling apart, nobody was helping, nobody was lending. So Hill said, we're going to have to use this din of Hefke Bezna Hefke. We'd rather not do it, it's unpleasant, but we're going to have to force the loivas of the world to pay back the malvas of the world through this din of Prozbul, even though it's a deraisa, even though Shemitah is a deraisa. According to these Rishonim, again, Lefi Perizer Rav Eina Makabel is a teres harishon shel HaGemara. She Prozbul noig davke bezman she Shemitah k'safim deraim, elo nehu noig gam bezman Shemitah k'safim min ha-tarim, mikach Hefke Bezna Hefke. Prozbul works even at a time that Shemitah's Ksafim is min ha-tayr. So that's Rashi and the Ravid. That's how they learn Pshat. Hataisis lumazois. Mefarish, and Rashi says the way that you do this is by being Moisish Teresa of Lebezin, which we'll see shortly how that comes together. Taisus, on the other hand, Lumazais Mefarish B'divei Rava, Taisus learns that Rava, in fact, is not going back to the first question. Taisus Lumazais Mefarish B'divei Rava, Shagam L'divei Rava Prozbul Eina Noeg Api Divei Revi, Rava agrees. Rava is going after the teretz that says that according to Rebbe, Shemitah's Ksafim is Midir Rabbanan. Kol Sherava Bola Teretz. Now, so what's Rava answering? We already had an answer. So what's Rava answering? Hurak Eich Tiknu Chachamim. Shemitah's Ksafim, the next page. What Rava is answering is the second question. Eich tiknu chachamim shmitas ksafim. According to this, Rav is answering the second question of the Gemara. Then it goes back and says, the second question of the Gemara is, how could the chachamim make shmitas ksafim? Lifter haloive. How could Chazal make a shmitas ksafim to pater to exempt the loiva from paying back his loan, the debt. How could they do that? V'efkiu momen hamalva. How could Chachamim make Shmita's Ksofim that the loiva doesn't have to pay and the malva loses the money? The malva never gets paid. How could they do that? How could Chazal do that? So Abaye has his answer. Yesh kach b'yad Chachamim b'shev al ta'aseh. Rava comes on that and says, V'alkach u'matar shehefke bezna hefke. The way that could work is with hefke bezna hefke, Tosfos says. V'yesh kach b'yodam l'hafkiya momen haloiva. That the Chachamim have the authority of hefke bezna hefke, l'hafkiya momen haloiva. They have that ability to be mafkiya, the moment, actually it should be the moment of the malva. They have the ability to do that, that to be mafkiya, the moment of the malva, that the loiva does not have to pay him back. That the loiva doesn't, they created Shemitah Midrabanan. Shemitah Midrabanan, the malva is screaming, wow, Shemitah Midrabanan, what kind of thing is that? You owe me the money, there's no Shemitah anymore. So the guy says, no, there's a Drabanan Shemitah. So how could there be a Drabanan Shemitah? So now the loiva doesn't have to pay the malva, the terrorist. The rabbi says, according to Tosfos, hefke bezna hefke. And the malva has nothing he can do. Because the bezna has such a koyach, the authority of what? Hefke bezna hefke. So there'd be mefkiya moment from the malva, really, from what the malva could collect, and they're telling him you can't collect. Harambam, paisik Tosfos. The Rambam, we'll see more about the Rambam, of course, always needs some extra work. The Rambam paskins like Tosfos. She'ein ha'pruzbal moyel ela bizman she'shmitas k'saf midivrayim. The Rambam learns like Tosfos that the view of Rebbe is universally accepted. Shmitas k'saf nowadays is midirabanan. Pruzbal was created in the context of shmitas k'saf being midirabanan. There's a tekanis chazal of shmitah, Shmita midirabanan, and there's a pruzbal midirabanan, a tekanis pruzbal midirabanan to solve the problem that was created by the Shemitah Dirabbanan. Shemitah Dirabbanan created a problem, and Hillel Midrabbanan came to solve the problem, according to that. HaKesef Mishnah, and the Rambam agrees with this. HaKesef Mishnah Mevoyer, as far as the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah explains, why did the Rambam opt to go like this, like Tosfos? Ki Yosem Mestabish HaBezdan Yafkiya Momen B'Shei V'Altaseh Melafkiya Momen V'Kum V'Aseh. The Kesef Mishnah explains that, the Rambam, that, okay, Bezdin is using the authority of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. But that authority of Hefker Bezdin Hefker is more easily applied in a situation of Sheval Tase instead of Kum Vase. Meaning, L'chein Yoisim Estar B'Loyim V'Shemin HaTorah Ein Shemitah K'saf N'Hegez V'Zman HaZeh. Therefore, it's more Mestarbet to say that Midaraisa, there's no Shemitah K'safim. And Midaraisa, and therefore, Elish Chazal Hinhigu Zeichel Shmita. Chazal wanted it to be a Zeichel Shmita. Chazal made a Shmita. V'efkiya moment ha-malva. And they were mafkiya the moment of the malva. How? B'shev al-tase. That the malva screaming, give me my money back, give me my money back. Shmita's only drabbana, give me my money back. So the loiva's answer is, there's Hefke Bezna Hefke says that we keep the status quo. Everything quiet. So according to this, Abaye and Rava work with each other. They work together. Ein Echinami, it's a Din and Hefke Bezna Hefke. Bezna is using the authority of Hefke Bezna Hefke, which they prefer to use only under very, very specific circumstances where what? Where it's a case of Sheval Tase. What's the Sheval Tase? We're not telling somebody to get up and give money to another person. But what they're saying is that everything remains status quo. The malva cannot go after the loiva keeps his money. It stays the way that it was. According to Tosfos, and the way the Rambam passes, the way the Kesef Mishnah explains, Shemitah K'safim Bizmanenu is a Drabanan. If it would be the right, the principle would not work. Shemitah K'safim is a Drabanan, and Hillel saw that it was a problem with the economy. Therefore, he was misaking, using Hefke Bezna Hefke, he's misaking, leave it alone. The money stays with the loiva. The malva cannot collect from the loiva. We leave everything as it was. Pachos mistabalem ledvarv. Therefore, it would be harder, the Kesef Mishnah says, for the Rambam to accept. Shemnatara nishmat chayva malva cham tiknu pruzbal v'chivus aloiva l'shalom b'kum v'aseh. It would be hard to say that the pruzbal says hechkebes nehev bekumva say to make the loiva get up, and when midaraisa yapata, right, midaraisa the shmita, to have the loiva get up and to give money despite the shmita midaraisa, to get up and to give the money to the malva. That already to use hechkebes nehevke, that's a much harder. It's not a mistaber for Chazal to do such a thing. When the Torah says the shmita midaraisa, for the chacham to come along and to say hechkebes nehevke to go and to tell the lover get up and go to that guy and pay him, despite the Shemitah Midraisa, that's not Mestaber. Therefore, the Rambam opts, according to the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam opts to accept the view of Tosfos. Shemitah is Midrabanan. Shemitah is nowadays Midrabanan. And Hillel is Mesakin Prozbul Midrabanan. Using Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker in a situation of Sheval Taseh. Let things remain the way that status quo. The loiva does not go and give the money to the malva. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow and finish this piece. When did this takana actually take place? And then we'll see when does the shmita have to be, the prusbul have to be done? Exactly how does all this come together with Moshe's stories of a bezdin? And what kind of a bezdin do you need in order to make this all happen? We'll continue Bezdin Hashem tomorrow.